This is Health Radio.
Health Radio.
On Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Melanie Cole.
Whether it's physically, emotionally, or mentally, space is essential for growing, learning, living. And what kind of space are we talking about? Are we talking about our personal bubble? Are we talking about the space that you live in, work in? You know, are we talking about the space in your head that clears and makes room for other things to come in? My guest today is Jason Garner. He's the former CEO of Global Music at Live Nation and author, And I Breathed, My Journey from a Life of Matter to a Life That Matters. Welcome to the show, Jason. How cool is that? So tell us what started you. You wrote this book. You used to be a CEO of a huge company. What changed for you?
You know, I was in the middle, kind of at that pinnacle of my career, and I woke up one day and found myself in the middle of my second divorce, and my mother had been diagnosed with stomach cancer, and in the process of the last 6 months of my mom's life, of just kind of taking time out, creating space really to be with her, and experiencing, you know, that really painful and yet transformational experience, it kind of just snapped me out of that bubble that I had been in and the treadmill that I had been on. And I just realized it was time to do something new with my life and to really look into what made me tick, how I could care for myself, and how I could then share that with others. And that started this journey for me.
So people hear you and they say, well, maybe this guy made enough money that he can do that. And some other people are struggling to pay their everyday bills and keep their electric on. What do you say to them about utilizing this great information that you're giving in your book to the people that maybe think to themselves, I don't have that kind of flexibility where I can maybe jump off that treadmill for a few months?
Yeah, I think, you know, the first thing is that I was raised by a single mom, and we lived in a trailer in the Arizona desert. My mom worked, you know, up to three jobs many times. And so I really came from a place where we didn't have money, and it was really an overpowering theme. And probably one of the big motivational themes in my life to make money was to try to, you know, work my way out of this situation. So I really get it, and money is such a dominating theme. And I think one of the things to remember is that, you know, while money can balance our bank account, it's really love that balances our life, right? It's really that sense of self-love and self-care that begins to create balance in our life. And so there's nothing in my book that talks about my journey being the way. You know, it was my way. Because of kind of where I had arrived in life, I needed to take some time away and to step away. But I think there's all of these things that we can do in our day-to-day life that give us those mini moments, right? It's like I went to the Shaolin Temple in the mountains of China, but I think there's ways in our daily life through the breath and through stretching and through caring for ourselves that we can give ourselves mini mountain moments in the middle of a hectic day. And it's certainly not a feasible idea to think that everybody's going to walk away from their job. That's even an irresponsible thought. But I think it's not an irresponsible thought to think that we can all care for ourselves and that our health matters as much as the health of our career and the health of our business.
So give us some of those tools to create that sense of self and that calmness, that sort of meditative feeling that you're talking about, or that space that we all need.
Yeah, I think for me it all begins with the breath. You know, I think we are one of the characteristics of our society is kind of this lone being charging up a mountain, holding its breath, right? And I think that's so much we hold our breath waiting for the other shoe to drop or waiting for something bad to happen or just hold our breath because breathing is just too painful. And I think one of the things is to let go and to just really take a deep breath, because the breath scientifically, physiologically in the body is a signal to the body that all is well. And so when we hold our breath, what we're subconsciously communicating to our body and to the cells of our body over and over again is something's wrong. We're in danger. And so taking a breath for me is really the first and last step. And if, and in a tight pinch, when you have nothing else, no time to do anything else, just take a breath. And that really begins it. Well, the second thing that I have found really helpful in my body is to stretch, because so often the mental constriction of our lives is manifested and expressed in physical tension in our body. So we have tight, schedules, we have tight minds, and we have tight bodies. So sometimes we can find ways to create space in our schedule, but sometimes we can't. And so when we create space in our body, it starts to communicate that to the brain, that there is space, and we can start to feel a little less constricted. So a good regime of yoga or just daily stretching like we used to do in high school sports can start to tell the body that there's actual physical space, which then is communicated to the brain, and we start to feel less constricted, less tied down in our life. And the third tool that I've found really helpful is, so often we kind of walk through life and all we see is the stuff. We walk into a room, you know, and say we just see our desk and a computer and a chair, pictures on the wall. But amidst all that stuff is space. In fact, when we really focus on it, there's actually more space than stuff everywhere we look. Even in a traffic jam, if we just move our sight line above the cars, there's space everywhere. And so sometimes actually being able to visually see that there is space is an important trigger for us to start to feel space. The fourth thing I call the Google Earth effect. And so if you've used that program, it's really fascinating because you can zoom all the way out to space, and then you put an address in, and then it slowly zooms in, and you can get all the way down to the street view of a property, let's say. And I think so often our lives are kind of lived from that street view, where we're looking at everything really myopically, really close up, and rightfully so, because life is tough, and we're in the midst of raising children, we're in the midst of careers, we're in the midst of love and fights with our spouses, we're in the midst of financial problems, perhaps, or earning financial abundance. So we're in the midst of these things that are really important, but they're not the whole picture. And so one of the tools that I employ in my life is to kind of think of myself as that Google Earth mechanism. And when things are getting a little too overwhelming, I can just zoom out a little bit, and I can see things from a slightly different perspective. And then likewise, if I find that I'm getting a little too floaty in my meditation practice, perhaps, or just kind of looking at things from too grand of a perspective, I also have the ability at any point to zoom right back down and to be present in a moment. There are moments in our life where we need to be very, very myopic. We need to be very to the point. And then there's moments where that just becomes overwhelming, and we can just kind of zoom out a little bit.
I agree with you here, Jason.
A little bit more.
And we're just out of time now. So you have about, not even a minute, 30 seconds or so, to kind of give your best advice and where people can find your book, And I Breathed, My Journey from a Life of Matter to a Life That Matters.
So I write a weekly blog at jasongarner.com, and my book is also available there. And I think the final parting advice would be just to take a moment to breathe today. You know, if you do nothing else for yourself, just right now as you're listening, just stop, take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and just tell yourself that you're loved, that your feelings matter too, and that all is well.
And I am doing just that. I am taking a deep breath now because, you know, I agree completely with Jason. We do have to do that. You have to take that deep breath. You have to stretch, see the space, hover above yourself every once in a while, you know, kind of check out the situation and remove yourself from it, if only for 30 seconds. This is Melanie Cole. Always great advice here at Radio MD. Stay well, stay tuned. There's more coming up.